My name is Ron Jest. I work for CHS. I am the Director of Product Management for the Refined Fuels Division.
Ron, as spring field work ramps up, I'd like to get your thoughts on what farmers can do to maximize efficiencies to make sure that their equipment is not only running well, but not wasting them money unintentionally.
That's a good point. When we look at fuel efficiency today, it's becoming more important all the time. We look at today's agriculture, it's a different world. Today is different. And when we look at how the fuel efficiency has spread out and become more important, it also becomes challenged with today's technology. So when we look at fuel efficiency, I think we want to consider much more than how far does that vehicle go or how many hours can we go on a tank of fuel. But it really boils down to taking a holistic view of how much is it really costing me to run my equipment. So when we look at evaluating fuel efficiency, we need to consider the investment that we're making in the fuel, of course. But when you look at the input cost for crop production and also the cost of equipment, that really is where it becomes important. This equipment is expensive. It's expensive to purchase, and it certainly is expensive to repair. And we simply cannot afford to have this equipment in the repair shop when we should be in the field. We need to remember that our equipment is really only as good as the quality of the fuel that you put in it. This efficiency begins with the maintenance of our storage tanks, both on the farm and in the equipment.
Go into some detail on that, Ron, and some of the specific things that producers can do.
When we look at fuel tank maintenance, there's two main areas, dirt and water. And so if we take a look at dirt and debris, we can physically remove the dirt and debris from the tanks, but it's also imperative that we're running a good diesel fuel that contains a strong detergent. Now, this detergent, what it will do is it will not only keep your storage tanks clean, but it'll also clean up any debris that you may have encountered from previous fuels or over the time of that the fuel's been in your tank. The other equipment or the other piece that we have to look at is water. Water is the natural enemy of fuel. And by reducing the water, what we do is reduce the amount of damage that can take place within that engine. So to get rid of the water, we can utilize a demulsifier in the fuel. What that demulsifier does, it actually separates the water from the fuel. Once you've separated the water from the fuel, it becomes very easy just to remove the water utilizing a water separator on your equipment or draining the water from the bottom of your tanks. Another simple task that we can use to reduce the amount of water is to reduce the condensation that can take place this time of year. Just simply by keeping your tank full at the end of the day rather than filling in the morning can help that reduce the airspace that it will use. That airspace is what really happens when you create that condensation.
Ron, how about for those farmers that and there are many of them, that have some newer equipment, tractors with Tier 4 engines, but then they also have some older models, maybe tractors from the 80s or 90s. And so if they're using the same fuel for those various vehicles, are there any concerns there dependent upon the newer technologies that we're seeing?
You bring up a good point, because let's face it, we have older equipment that's on the farm that has continued to work for us very strong over the years. But when we look at today's engines, that Tier 3 and that Tier 4 engine, they're built for maximum power and efficiency. And that only comes with very tight tolerances within that combustion chamber. So what these tight tolerances do is it increases the pressure and the heat that takes place within that diesel engine. So you want to make sure that you've got a diesel fuel that's designed to withstand this stress. Now, making sure that diesel has a complete additive package is very, very important. For example, if you look at our Ruby Fieldmaster, we've got the detergent in there. We talked about the detergent, the importance of keeping dirt and debris out. These detergents will keep that engine, that fuel system clean. Injection stabilizer is very important additive as well. What that does, it reduces the effect of the heat and the ability for this fuel to cook. So injection stabilizers actually prevents the fuel from cooking. Demulsifiers are also very important. What demulsifiers do, as we mentioned earlier, is it removes that water from the fuel. Cetane boost is always important because it gives you a faster, more complete combustion. along with a storage stabilizer, corrosion inhibitor, and lubricity enhancer. All of these pieces are very important that should be included in your diesel fuel as you look at running it through both new and used equipment.
Ron, as farmers scrutinize their input costs, any other considerations as we look at fuel efficiency and how that impacts the bottom line?
Well, I think keeping that equipment running is just so vital. When we look at fuel efficiency, that equipment has got to keep going. It's expensive to have that piece of equipment down, so that's very, very important. And the other part is even just taking a look at how are you running your billing system. Streamline your invoicing and your billing cycles. This also can create efficiencies in how you operate your fueling system within the farm.
And I should follow up to that briefly. As far as pricing out fuel, I guess I've been under the impression that fuel costs aren't as extreme as they have been in other growing seasons. But as far as looking to forward purchase some of that fuel, those types of decisions, any insight you'd like to share on that?
Well, as you look at the pricing, obviously is a concern, and we have been able to enjoy some reduced pricing. So our input costs are certainly down where it's very affordable. I think we would always stress that you work with your finance company to make sure you can lock in a price that's profitable, and I think that becomes the most important part. We've been very, very fortunate recently of not seeing a lot of volatility in the marketplace, so it's really allowed us to be able to lay in and to put that fuel into a fixed cost rather than moving into that variable cost. So putting that in as a fixed cost is always a benefit.
Is there a website or a place of reference to find out more about everything we've talked about today?
You certainly want to go visit your Senex dealer. They have the local information that can help you out with everything from products, from keeping the equipment clean, and contract pricing as well. Or go to Senex.com for more information on the product that we sell.